AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friendos. This is ITL on Sports Grid. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. We are here for a three-hour tour. We've got Bubba coming up in the third hour. It's Bogman. It's myself. There's baseball. There's prospects. There's football. There's schedules. Those are things that we will be talking about today in Bogman's magnificent yellow shirt. I don't think I've seen you wear a yellow shirt ever.
Well, yes, you have, because I'm a Steelers fan. So
I've worn
many, many yellow shirts, but this is my welcome to Tatooine, like, you know, touristy Star Wars shirt. So
I was having this moment. I was thinking just the other day, there was like some game and was on, and they go to the crowd and there's, you know, some guy wearing whatever doofy shirt, and I was just like, is there a point that we have to think and judge ourselves for acting like children in the stuff that we wear? Because like, I'll wear like goofy hats, you're wearing a Tatooine shirt, you know, we're grown men. Like, are we? Everyone always gets rags on jerseys, which I don't understand. Everyone's like, oh, you wear a grown man's jersey with your name on it, blah blah blah. But that same guy is wearing like, I don't know, like a t-shirt or SpongeBob,
like a teenage mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, they're wearing an Avengers t-shirt, and they're like, oh, you loser, you're wearing some guy's name on your t-shirt, and he's got Captain America socks on, and it's like,
I wouldn't wear this shirt to, like, you know, go out to dinner with a big group of friends that are close to 40. You know what I mean? But I will wear this shirt if I'm just sitting in my house recording podcasts and writing Black Book chapters.
But like, maybe you could do like, you know, like the Diamondbacks guy, there's the YouTuber who went on a date with this chick and he got, he just got destroyed because he was wearing like super short shorts, by the way, it was a little whatever. And then just like a t-shirt, like one step above is that guy just wearing like a Miles Morales t-shirt with it on a date. Like, you should wear your Tatooine shirt on a date.
Yeah, I think there's a weird, like, I know people were roasting that guy, but I think there's like, it's okay for maybe like the next 3 to 6 months, somewhere in that range, because so many people are used to wearing sweatpants and an old ratty t-shirt at home because no one's been able to leave forever. So yeah. I think there's a little bit of a built-in excuse, but not much after that.
I guess, I don't know. I was just thinking about that as I own a bunch of childish things and shirts and your Tatooine sparked it, but no, but make sure we can't wear Brady's name on the back of our jersey. Because
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
We would be silly. Well, a lot of people are going to be doing it, and it's going to, more people than you think might be doing it in week 4. There's quite a Brady game and a whole bunch more NFL schedule. We're going to talk about it because the NFL, they are setting us up for good right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
In This League.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me.
ITL is on Patreon at patreon.com/ITL Army. Bogman just released his rookie ranks for fantasy and his dynasty football ranks. Boom. I've got some top 500 prospects in baseball and my dynasty prospects. A boom. We've also got live streams. We have got GroupMe rooms where you can hang out with us and our listeners, get access and talk about all the stuff and the things. It is an ultimate fantasy experience for sure. And it's just a cool place to be if you want to be a part of the In This League universe. And you are directly supporting the independent podcasts that are Bogman and the Welsh at In This League. So go do it today. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Bogman, the NFL, you got to give them credit. They know what they're doing and they set it up nice and good as they release the NFL schedule. Nothing better in May than getting the NFL schedule because it at least gives everybody to talk about stuff.
Isn't it just kind of absurd that there's a whole day and show revolved around the schedule release? And there's also like leaks to the schedule that come out all day. It's almost as bad as watching the NBA draft, right? Because you know Wojciechowski is going to ruin the pick for you every single time. He's going to say, you know, he never says, oh, this team's about to draft because people don't like that. So instead, he just, I hate what he does. With
it. I know. It's like this
the
team
Suns
is
are
in
focused on blah, 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 you know, or the whatevers are really
like, don't treat us
blah,
like
blah,
we're
blah,
the
blah.
Dumbest people on the planet, at least.
Yeah, just, you know, we get it. You're tied to teams and all that stuff. But guess what? When you're on the show that has the picks being announced as they're happening, you don't also then have to tweet about it. So,
yeah,
you know, just don't do dumb stuff like that.
I don't really understand the excitement with the NFL schedule. I mean, I say that and we're like going to talk about it and it's like segments of our show. But like, I don't get a leaking. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. Like, oh, I got a source. Guess what? This team is going to play this team here. And I'd be like, well, guess what? I'll find out in a day. So you're, who cares? Like, it's not breaking news. It's not, none of that is. It's fun fodder. But like to have, you know, these, they treat it like the selection show, you know, which I think is also like blah, you know, like March Madness selection show. But
well, I mean, at least they're like whole teams like, are we going to go to travel to play in the tournament, you know, waiting to see if they're on the bubble or whatever. You know who you're going to play. You just don't know the order in who you're going to play or when your bye week's going to be, you know, but you know the whole off season.
Yeah. Well, there is things to take out of it. And we're going to talk a little bit about it because the one that jumps out, and it even garnered some reaction from a certain player, and he had a really good comment about it, is in week four, this will be the biggest, most just, there might be a show dedicated to this game. I'm telling you right now, there will be specials. It will be nonstop. Remember, I didn't even think about this. We should go look where the Jaguars are playing, especially if they play like the Broncos. But like Tebow watch is like intolerable when they do it. But Brady watch is something else. And in week four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are traveling to New England. This is like, it would have been one thing if the Patriots were coming to Tampa Bay, but Brady is returning to New England as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And there's a really funny thing, Boggs. I don't know if you saw this. The NFL tweeted out, they go, week four, the return, GOAT at Tom Brady. And they were promoting their NFL Network show. And it's a picture of Brady as a Buccaneer at the, what is the stadium? Gillette Stadium, looking at all of his, you know, his banners and stuff. And then Brady quote tweeted it. And he goes, he quote tweeted this whole picture and stuff. And he goes, it's like when your high school friends meet your college friends. And then that thing. And I was like, wait a minute. Is he considering like the college more grown up team, the Bucks and the high school? I hope, and I'm dying for people to react to that. But I thought that was hilarious that he interacted with it. That is going to be a nutso week combined with everything else going on in the NFL. It is going to be nonstop Brady in week four.
Yeah, it really is. And it's annoying because like people reacting like the schedule drop was like, oh my God, look at this game. We knew this game was happening forever. You know, we knew this.
Can you believe the Steelers are going to be playing the Ravens like
twice?
Yeah, they're going to do it twice.
Oh my God.
You loser. Yeah, exactly. What are you talking about?
So it's like people don't, I guess a lot of NFL fans are extremely casual. So maybe they don't know that you can go look up your team's opponents for next year in the year beyond already. So the only one we might be missing is that extra game at this point. Like, do you know who the Niners play for that extra game?
AFC? I have not looked at the 49ers schedule at all. That's how much I care. We'll do it live. We can do it live here in a minute if you want. Yeah. So did they, because I hate it that there's now a 17th game. Did they announce that in the schedule, are you saying? Or were you saying like you didn't understand?
No. Like, because they added a game, they had to add one opponent, because it used to be what you would do is you'd play your division twice. You play one AFC division, you play one NFC division, and then you play all the teams that finished with the same record as you in yours. That was the schedule. Now they add a rotating opponent from a random AFC. You know, you're in the AFC, it's an NFC team.
I think I see who it is.
Okay.
I think so with the 49ers. That's not it. I'm having trouble figuring out who the
You'll
hell
find
it is.
It
Maybe it's the Eagles. It might be the Eagles, because
that could be who it is. Because the Steelers play the Seahawks. So I thought it was AFC, NFC. Maybe it's not, but
Because the Niners have, okay, so you have the not that we need to talk about the Niners, but they're obviously gonna play their own division. Then they're gonna play the AFC, what is it? With the Colts. Is that the North?
Yeah. That's the AFC, that's the South.
That's the South, because they got the Jaguars, the Colts,
the
Titans, and the Texans. Yeah. So they got that. Then they have their own divisions, but they play. Okay, so here's another off one. They play the Bengals.
That's it.
That must be the one.
Yeah.
Because then they play the Eagles, and then they have the Packers division. They have the North.
Yeah, so. No, but it's the Bengals, because you don't play the Steelers, the Ravens, or the Browns. So that's your...
So you got 49ers play the Bengals.
Yeah, so that may be the only team that you can't look up on a year-to-year basis is who that team is going to be. But, you know, once the season's over, you're going to play all the... If your team finished first, you're going to play all the first-place teams in the AFC. If you finish third, you're going to play all the third-place teams. You're going to play those rotating divisions and your division twice. So it's just not hard to figure out. So people reacting like we didn't know this game was coming is just a little crazy. You know?
The team thing isn't a big deal. I look at this for the storyline. So the Brady one, that's great. Here's a huge storyline. The Packers, and that the NFL put the Packers in 5 primetime games. One of those, by the way, and I think it might be one of their first. I don't know. I'm not looking at the Packers schedule, but the Niners and the Packers are going to face off September 26th. And what's hilarious about that is you could ask yourself, is that game going to happen? And will Tom Brady or will Aaron Rodgers be playing against the Packers? Because there's still a possibility that Rodgers could be off of this team, but they put the Packers in 5 primetime games. As you said, might be a lot of Jordan Love in there. Could also throw out, might be some Blake Bortles, because take it for what you will, but the Packers went out and signed Blake Bortles to jump along this team for whatever reason it could possibly be. I don't know, maybe to back up a certain quarterback that's not named Aaron Rodgers, but there's either going to be a lot of Jordan Love in primetime / Blake Bortles, or we're going to be flexual healing and they'll be flexing those games out like crazy.
Well, I mean, you are speaking with the assumption that there's no way Aaron Rodgers comes back.
Aaron Rodgers is not on this team. If not, it is going to be like cameras following Aaron Rodgers, seeing if he's mad at anybody walking around all day long.
And I actually kind of like Jordan Love. So maybe they're not going to take all those games away. I mean, you can't, the Monday night, Thursday night games, you can't move. So those are permanent.
They'll find a way.
They can't. They don't move them. So, I mean, that's why you get Bengals-Browns on Thursday night every single year, you know, because
the Packers-Niners is Sunday night football. So that
Sunday night can get flexed, but I think it's like after week 11. So everything up to that point is permanent. So written in stone. Okay. So we'll see, but Jordan Love's going to be interesting. No Aaron Rodgers. We'll see.
I love that the NFL is playing around with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. You got some Tom Brady. We maybe need to look at the Jaguars. We're going to take a look at a few of the stuff around the NFL schedule. There's some corks, and Bogman has got some grinds here. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league. Oh.
Welcome back, friends. It is Bogman and the Welsh. We are in this league. It's ITL on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090 on Sports Grid's radio platform. And of course, on podcasts, make sure you subscribe to this show or all of the other shows that we've got. Just search In This League and wherever you listen to podcasts or ITL, and you'll find the baseball, the football, Prospect One, college, IDP is now on the In This League podcast network. So you can check out all of those and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of them. We're taking a look at the NFL schedule for whatever nonsense that it is. And I was looking, because Bogman's about to lament here, but I feel like the 49ers have a pretty easy schedule. And you know what I was thinking about, Boggs? Has there been an official fantasy announcement since we've added an extra week of the NFL? Are we now in fantasy going to be going one extra week? And we just...
You take week 18 off, and so you play two week 17. That's going to be the standard rule. And they're also... they obviously are cutting the preseason game out, so there's only three preseason games now. But this is why I hate the Steelers schedule, the Welsh, because I don't know if you've seen, but... Nope. They have, thanks for that.
I mean, I've only seen the 49ers schedule and then those other ones. So I know nothing.
Okay, but the strength of schedule for pretty much everyone has the Steelers as the hardest strength of schedule.
Oh, really? Because that's what we're looking at. So I was looking at the Niners and I was like, Boggs, I think this schedule might be, it's not easy, but we got like the Jags, we got the Texans in the second to last. By the way, the 49ers played the Texans in the fantasy championship week. Just want to throw that out there. So I'm like, Niners think are good. And you're like, well, I think they're like the 11th or 12th easiest schedule. Oh, didn't know your Steelers, the worst schedule in the NFL.
Yeah. So not only do they, you know, buy projection models and all that stuff, and also just winning percentage from last year, have the hardest schedule, according to all the experts and everything. They also play an extra, preseason game because they have the Hall of Fame game against the Cowboys this year. And then I just want you to listen to this stretch from week 13 to the end of the season for Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Okay. Where I just told you the Niners in week, you know, what, I guess 16, the before the last one, they have the Texans and they end against the Rams, which isn't easy, but Texans in the fantasy championship. I like where the Niners at. So this is week 13 on for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Week 13 is at home against Baltimore. Uh-huh. Then week 14 is on the road on Thursday night against the Vikings. Mm. Then week 15 is at home against Tennessee. Week 16 is on the road against the Chiefs. Week 17 is at home against Cleveland. Week 18 on the road against Baltimore.
Jesus, there is not one guarantee in that lot.
Not that a single you just one. Listed. Yeah.
So 18, 17, 16, 15, 14. All right. You want to hear the 49ers?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so week 13, it looks like they've got the Seahawks.
All right,
so that's not easy. One. Then they got the Bengals in 14.
That's a win.
They've got the Falcons in week 15.
Probably a win.
Am I off on
14?
14. Yeah. Okay. So then 15 is the Titans.
No, that's not right, because the Steelers play the Titans week 15. So
okay, so that's got to be. Where am I off? I see week, because this goes to week 17, right?
Week 18.
Okay, so week 18. Okay, so I'll go backwards. The final week is the Rams.
Okay.
And then, so then week 17 is the Texans. And okay. Then week 16 would be the Titans.
Right.
And then 15 would be the Falcons, Bengals on the 14, and then Seahawks.
Okay.
How I did that math. So I mean, it's not the... And they had the Vikings before that, but then they have this stretch of like the Bears, the Jaguars, the Jaguars, the Rams and stuff like that. So, but you guys are brutal. I can't believe they threw that Kansas City one in. What's the fantasy playoff for the Steelers? Give me this. So don't count the final week. So who is
Titans,
it?
It's Titans, Chiefs, and Browns.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Two defensive monsters in there.
And look, they've got some, you know, games that they should win in here. They play week two against, I almost said Oakland, the Raiders. They play week 5 against the Broncos. They play week 9 against the Bears, week 10 against the Lions, right? But mixed in between, sprinkled in, you know, before that brutal last 6-week stretch is Buffalo on the road week 1, Green Bay on the road week 4. If Aaron Rodgers is in that game, that's going to be a tough one. Cleveland on the road week 8, and on the road against the Chargers week 11.
So what's your gripe? Are you just mad that they have, so you're like, oh, we are tough. Like they're mean.
Look, I knew it was going to be a brutal schedule because you finish first and so do the Chiefs and the Bills, you know, and all that stuff. But, and you have Cleveland and Baltimore in your division. So it might be one of the harder divisions in the NFL to win.
Totally
of course.
Agree with that.
But that last 6 week stretch where you're taking all of these ridiculously rough games and putting them 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 on top of each other. And the bye week is week 7. You know,
it's going to be tough to make playoffs. Who are the two hardest schedules under the Steelers? Do you have that? And I would like to know who have the top three easiest schedules. So who are the other two hard schedules?
The Raiders and Lions are 2 and 3 behind Pittsburgh.
Wow. Okay. So those are your the Steelers are paired with those guys as the toughest schedule. That's rough. All right. So then who are given the top three easiest schedules?
The Seahawks easiest 32. Wow.
Great.
The Bucks 31, and then the Eagles at number 30.
Really? Doesn't that piss you off a little bit when you hear that? You're like, oh, okay. So like three potential playoff teams, they got the easiest schedule. And I hate hearing an NFC West team is the easiest schedule, especially the freaking Seahawks. And then you've got two loser teams and the Raiders at the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is why
you didn't catch that. You didn't catch that. I said two loser teams and the Raiders at the bottom.
Yeah. Well,
no reaction whatsoever.
You're not wrong. I didn't catch it by the way.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, is the AFC North the toughest division? Do you think? Because you have the Steelers, Ravens, Browns, Bengals aren't that great, right? I think that the West, you really only have the Chiefs and the Chargers, right? Maybe the Broncos are the outside, especially if they get Aaron Rodgers or something. The South, you've got the Titans, Colts, but you also have the Texans and Jags. And the AFC, it's the Bills kind of in a runaway. Maybe the Dolphins are too with the Jets and Patriots. In the NFC, your division is tough. Seattle, LA, Arizona, San Francisco. I think that's the most maybe hard division to pick, because all of these teams could win the division and you wouldn't be shocked. So maybe that's the hardest. But the NFC South, you've got Tampa Bay with Carolina, New Orleans without Drew Brees, and Atlanta. So I don't know. I think it's a walk for Tampa Bay. And the North, you've got the Packers, the Bears, the Vikings, and the Lions. They could all be rough. And then in the East, it's the NFC least again. Washington, I guess maybe Dallas is a favorite with Dak coming back. By the way, I know you said you didn't watch a bunch of stuff, but did you catch at all Post Malone in the Cowboys release video?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to watch it, dude. It might be the most
embarrassing
thing.
Is there copyrighted music
thing
on it? Or is it just because I can
there
play it?
There definitely is. There definitely okay, is. All right, so no, but okay. I mean, it's Post Malone, isn't it? So, but it might be the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. My face was turning so red watching it, I couldn't finish it. Like I had to turn it off halfway through because it was so unbelievably embarrassing. It's Post Malone shows up as the postman to deliver Jerry Jones the 2021 schedule.
No.
And Jerry Jones is in this video that they made. And it's like 4 minutes long. It's not short.
That sounds like the worst thing that's ever happened. I mean, it just makes you hate the Cowboys. I'm like, I know, like it's just something that makes you hate the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely the Cowboys hate sprinkled in there. But it kind of makes me just roll my eyes at what you mentioned at when we started talking about this, you know, that just the absolute ridiculousness of the NFL schedule release. Like, is this too far? Like, how far are we away from parades to announce like the schedule? You know what I mean? So like up next in the Steelers schedule release parade is the Lions. Look, everybody, they're playing the Lions week.
They're gonna treat it like the Logan Paul boxing match. They'll be like, we're gonna release week 5, but here we're gonna listen to Bruno Mars. And Bruno Mars is, you know, like, is it gonna turn into that?
Yeah, it's
here's like, the what, weekend.
Like the NFL draft with the Kings of Leon playing before the draft.
That's what I'm
started,
saying. It's just like
we need, right?
Every 4 weeks they're gonna have and it'll literally be per team. You'd be like, Jerry Jones is gonna tell you guys who the Cowboys play in week 5, but first, here is Mars Volta. I would never play that, by the way, but it'd be a real band, like Lil Yachty.
Oh, wow.
Well, like, I like Mars
what
Volta.
Are you
that's
throwing
a me
shade?
Band. No, that's a me band. Like, people don't know that. They know like Lil Yachty.
Yeah, the only thing I know about Mars Volta is from Get Him to the Greek when he plays it for his girlfriend. You know, that's the only thing.
Oh, did I forgot about that. That's a good a good reference. I completely forgot about that. So what about corks? I mean, I know we're gonna talk about there are some corks in the schedule. We've only got like a minute here, but do you wanna start tackling, like, let's tackle the UK ones real quick. I was not even aware that they were going to go back to doing UK games, but they sure are. And you're going to have the Jets at Atlanta and Miami at Jacksonville in back-to-back weeks in October. I just wish they would not have done that. Like, if you're going to suffer us with a new week that you're adding to everything, don't also go to London.
Well, it's not going to be long before, you know, I mean, we're playing, the Jaguars have half of their home games in London, right?
Then you know what? Pull the Band-Aid off. Just do it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Just do it if you're going to do it. So, I mean, maybe Trevor Lawrence will make the people in Jacksonville show up. You know what I mean? But you're going to make so much more money playing games in London if you're the Jags. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, they're going back to that. They're talking about,
I would be pissed. I'd be pissed if my team was doing it. I think it's such a disadvantage with the travel. It's not fun because it's like, what is it, like 6 a.m. people have to wake up on, like, oh, inconvenience us, but it's like, that's our sport. Like, I don't know, it's just, I would be pissed if
I do wish they were all traveling. Night games in the UK, because if they're night games in the UK, that puts them kind of in the middle of the day
here. Yeah, why wouldn't they do that?
Should do. I mean, I know it's fun and quirky for the East Coasters to get those 9:30 games, but for us it's 6:30. I hate it.
It's not fun. I don't like it. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other quirks that is going on. They got Christmas and Thanksgiving and a whole bunch more. We'll be right back. It's In This League.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In This League.
You are too easy.
It is Bogman. It is Welsh. It is In This League. You can find us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports, and get some gear. Get some ITL gear over at the ITL Teespring store. Just do Teespring ITL store, and you will find all of our fun stuff and hoping to add a few new things in the coming future. It's Bogman Welsh, and we've been talking about the NFL schedule, and we are culprits of all of this. We spent half the time talking about how stupid it is that they make this big deal, yet we've turned an entire hour into talking about it.
Well, the schedule release is interesting, but I don't know if it's interesting enough to garner a full day of coverage on NFL Network. You know what I mean? I guess if you're the NFL Network, what else are you going to talk about when the schedule comes out, right? But I'm absolutely with you as far as the fact goes that it's just a little bit absurd that, you know, the games and the times and dates of games happening gets this much coverage. Because, I mean, tell me, Welsh, when does the NBA drop their schedule every year?
No idea.
How about baseball? You're a huge baseball fan.
I have no idea, but I also wouldn't have been able to tell you when the football is. I don't pay attention to the schedule. You can tell, like, I didn't look at it before we did this. Like, I knew about the Brady one. I knew about the Rodgers in prime time. And as we've gone, you know, other stuff pops out. By the way, besides the Packers, you have the Bucks. Cowboys are five primetime games, including with the Rams, the Niners, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Seahawks, and the Saints. All those teams have five primetime games this year. Like, that's kind of interesting and a little note, but I just don't need a reveal show. You know, it's just, it's not that important. But the NFL is always trying to hop these stuff up. And to their credit, this week they get conversation and, you know, people do want to talk about it. And I think you kind of like, you don't like the show, but like even on our show sheet, what did you do? You're like, oh, let's get this stuff. What's Thanksgiving look like? What's Christmas look like? What are the UK games? Like, I think, well, you
that's
kind
the
of
thing
dive
that
into
I
that.
Always look at first is the Thanksgiving and Christmas games, because I do not like NFL.
You
want to
know if you're inconvenienced.
National holidays. Yes.
Yeah. And you want to know how you're going to be inconvenienced for the holidays, because like, what game am I going to have to watch with my family?
Right. Right. Exactly. So none this year, thankfully, because the Steelers are not like they were almost, it felt like for a little bit, they were going to just put the Steelers on a permanent Christmas game basis. You know what I mean?
They're just going to keep trolling you.
Like the Lions and Bears, right? The Lions and Bears play, or the Lions and Cowboys, excuse me, always play on Thanksgiving, and then they have, you know, the rotating Thursday night game, which the Steelers have done a bunch of times too, and were supposed to do last year, but didn't get to do it because of the Ravens' COVID issues. So they didn't get a Christmas or Thanksgiving Day game at all. I was happy about that, but those games are going to be Chicago at Detroit, so you can sleep in. Don't worry about that one, everybody. Unless it's Justin Fields' debut, which would be interesting, but he'll probably be starting well before that. The Raiders are at Dallas, so that's another dud. Don't like that game. Buffalo at New Orleans at night could be pretty interesting.
That'll be a I mean, that'll be a fun game, but that is a
Winston. Like, I mean, it ain't gonna be Taysom Hill.
That's just not a good Thanksgiving schedule, but I feel like it never is. Like, they got their Cowboys on there. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not super.
I mean, the Cowboys
that.
Could be pretty strong this year with Dak back, but I don't expect the Raiders to be much of an issue for them. So we'll see. And then Buffalo at New Orleans could be a pretty good one if Jameis is playing well. But I don't know, man. They've talked about this forever, and I don't think they're going to do it. But at what point do you just have to take the Lions off of Thanksgiving because they've been so bad for so long? You know what I mean?
I would put the Bears in there as well. It's an unwatchable game. It's a completely, you know, it's so funny. I was just having this conversation the other day. This is a baseball conversation, and it was like circled around, you know, like what is holding people back from, you know, getting more involved in baseball. And a big thing I think is obviously like innovation, but also I think it's holding on to traditions. Like, baseball can get so traditional. We don't want to ruin the integrity of the game. The integrity of the game is always talked about. And like, basketball and football have done a better job. I mean, football really just doesn't care anymore. They're just like, hey, you know, kickoffs, those don't exist anymore. And let's just play 17 games. They don't even care. But for some reason, staying with that Lions Bears nonsense. Here are the two people
Lions,
that
Cowboys,
care about that.
Yeah.
Well, don't the Bear? I thought it was always Lions. I guess It is Lions Cowboys. You're right about that. The Lions thing. I see Bears in there, and I'm like, that's just the most unwatchable game. The only people they care about are the Lions, and then the Cowboys for them playing. Like, nobody else needs to see them. I could think of what week is that?
I don't know. Usually it's week like 12 or 13.
But here's what I want to do. I want to take a look at those games, and I want to determine. All right, so we'll figure it out. It's November, because I want to look at the schedule of those games and pick a different game, because I got to imagine we are going to find better ones. All right, so I'm in November.
Oh, for sure.
So this is November 15th. So we are going to be looking at, is it week 11? November 21st?
I think it's week 12.
No, here we go. It's week 12. All right. So the three games on Thanksgiving you have. So here are the next set of games. Steelers, Bengals, better than all of those, but Bills and Saints, just putting that out there. Panthers, Dolphins.
I actually kind of like that one.
Here's a great division one. Eagles, Giants. I don't know how great it's going to be, but it's going to be fine.
Yeah, but it could have playoff implications for the Eagles, maybe.
Here's a great game-ish. Titans, Patriots.
That's much better. Yeah.
All of those games. I mean, Bills and Saints, I'll let stay, but the others are garbage. Titans,
but that's
Patriots.
That's the only one that they flex every year with different teams is that Thursday night one. That's the only one.
So here you go. Here's some more. Here's more games. Falcons, Jaguars.
Mm. Yeah.
Jaguars. This is a no-brainer. Bucks, Colts.
Absolute Bucks, Colts is way better. Yeah.
Way better. All right. Jets and Texans,
I mean, that is it more unwatchable than Detroit? And like, if Andy Dalton is starting against Jared Goff,
super
that one might be just as bad. So
Chargers, Broncos. That could have Aaron Rodgers. And if Aaron Rodgers is a Bronco, here's a game that is, this is the best game so far, Vikings 49ers.
That's a really good one.
That's a great game. And
how annoyed would you be? Like,
super annoyed.
Yeah. I mean, I hate that stuff, right?
But I don't care that, like, I'd be less annoyed than you, though. Here's one more game. There's a couple games. Seahawks, Washington. That's the Monday night game, whatever. The Sunday night game is Browns and Ravens. That's a damn good one.
Really good.
And then how about Rams and Packers?
Rams and Packers is a really good one, too.
There's like five
Rams and Packers, even if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, is still a better one than those first two.
It's football knowing they can get away with it. They're like, we don't need to, like, everyone's going to watch it because there's nothing else to do on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So they get away with putting garbage on. But it also kind of sucks. Like, I'd like to have, like, games I look for. There's not even Lions fans are looking forward to that game, except maybe getting a win against the Bears. That's there's no way I'd wake up for that. I'd rather go Black Friday shopping than I would watch that game.
Oh, come on. No way.
Yes.
Not a chance.
Probably. Maybe.
Dude, I'd rather go back to the Dork Doctor than go to Black Friday shopping. There's just no way I'd ever do that. Are you kidding me?
Black Friday shopping or go to a Baltimore Ravens game in Baltimore?
Ravens, not
close.
You
have to be in the stadium with your Steeler gear.
Ravens, not close.
Really?
I think to get trampled to death at Black Friday than I am to get stabbed in Baltimore wearing Steelers gear.
I mean, you are likely to get more hurt and at a Black Friday than you are in Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly. I would much rather go into enemy territory.
Could you imagine doing Black Friday in Baltimore?
No. Actually, you know what? What would be more dangerous is being a person at Black Friday in Baltimore or being a Steelers fan or Browns or Bengals or whoever in Baltimore watching an away game, right? I actually heard that in Baltimore, it's not that bad.
No, are they nice? They're just like, oh, hey, buddy.
Yeah, well, they're not Packers level nice. Like, I heard like Packers fans are like, hey, we're gonna beat you there, and then hand you a brat and a beer. You know what I mean? Like, the Packers fans are always really nice and cooking out and stuff.
You think they're gonna be as nice
like that too?
You think they're gonna be as nice if they trade Rodgers away and they have Jordan Love?
I mean, I think they'll still be pretty nice. Maybe not as nice, but they'll still be pretty nice. You should see Michael Irvin on NFL Network going crazy the other day. He was talking, they were doing the schedule release party, and he was like, Aaron Rodgers won't talk to his mother. He won't talk to his mother, the woman who brought him into this world. And he's like bobbing his head, and Mooch is losing it. He is losing it, laughing so hard.
And you know that's one of those things.
Mother.
And you know that's one of those things that Irvin knows he's getting these guys, so he got to lay it on. That's the best, too. That's the best one. Irvin's great, by the way.
Yeah, he's so good. And he's just losing his mind, and Mooch cannot. His face was so red from laughing at Irvin yesterday. It was crazy. But he was losing. He's like, this dude won't talk to his mother, the woman that brought him into this world, but he's going to forgive the Packers. Okay. You know, just like, yeah, sure. Hold your breath on that, Packers fans. You know what I mean? So, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, what do we got on the Christmas games before we get, because we're coming up to a break here in a couple minutes, because we got Thanksgiving. We both determined that we could replace at least like five different games with what they're putting out on Thanksgiving.
The Christmas games are so much better because they're flexed. You don't have a permanent team in on the Christmas game. So the early one is going to be Cleveland at Green Bay. That's even without great. Aaron Rodgers, that might be the best game on the schedule.
I think they take it off. I think
they don't move those games. Those games don't get moved.
I thought you just said they can get flexed.
No. What I'm saying is from year to year, they change. They don't have like the Lions.
Oh, the stupid Cowboys. Lions. And
Right. Those games can't get flexed. These are permanent. So
I'm actually kind of surprised they had the balls to put Green Bay in there with everything that's going on. Like, are they going to be comfortable? Like,
well, they made the schedule weeks and weeks ago. So,
they would have known about, I don't know. I thought someone had been like, oh,
we didn't know about this Aaron Rodgers
someone else
until the draft. So
we put someone else in there. They could have changed. I mean, it's not that hard to change it. You just like flip a team right now.
Yeah. And then the Colts at the Cardinals is the late game, which I think is a really strong game. So, those are already better than, New Orleans is pretty strong on Thanksgiving, but we could like both those games at the end of the year there. So I'm into it.
Yeah, I think those are better games. I just, you know, it's the NFL takes advantage. I guess you can't really blame them, but they take advantage of like, well, you know, it's the NFL. Everyone's going to stand around and watch them. So we can just put whatever we want in.
Let me get your excitement. Are you more excited to watch the Bears and the Lions on Thanksgiving or Tebow in the NFL?
Tebow in the NFL.
How close is it?
It's not remotely close.
It's not close at all.
It's not even close. It's not even in the same stratosphere. Why would I be excited to watch the Lions and Bears?
Well, why would you be excited to watch Tim Tebow?
Because it's like, have you ever driven by a car accident? Can you look?
Are you doing that George Carlin bit? Like, I'm going to slow down. Can you bring the bodies over here? I'd like to see them. You know,
I mean, I'm here for every element of Tim Tebow. I'm here for him to get the first pass thrown to him and him drop it. And we all laugh. I'm also here for him to frustrate the hell out of everybody where he's got four touchdowns in the first 2 weeks. And Urban Meyer is using him like every other down. I'm here for both outcomes of Tim Tebow. It's great.
I saw someone post a meme on Twitter, and it said, me, the first time that Trevor Lawrence is taken out at the goal line for Tim Tebow to run Wildcat. And it was that. What's that movie with all the emotions, that Disney Pixar movie?
Emoji.
Is that what it is? And he has a little like angry fire guy blowing up. Like,
yeah,
that,
the emoji.
Yeah, movie. It was that one. And I was like, yep, that sounds about right. The first time Trevor Lawrence gets lifted for Tim Tebow. There's going to be some weird rumblings there.
It's going to be magical. He gets to keep his jersey 15, right? Because the new number thing, doesn't he?
He can. There's a lot of defensive backs switching to single digits. I know you hate that.
I think he'll probably keep it. That's good for jersey sales. That's why he's here, right? All right, don't go anywhere in this league. We will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tell you what, that dang old
in this league.
Talk about www.com. You made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on. Yeah.
Coming up on the end of hour one, that is where we are at. It is Bogman and the Welsh, as always. Every segment, it's a recheck. Hey, thanks, guys. It's ITL. It's Bogman and the Welsh. That's what we do. That's why we're here. Going to talk about some more franchise NFL stuff. Bogman found an interesting article we'll do in hour two. Plus, a little bit of baseball talk. Some of the biggest prospects in the world. Or one of the biggest prospects in the world was called up, Boggs, which is kind of a big deal. And that's that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's about rookie season for these guys to get called up, which is, of course, absurd. And hopefully in the new, I almost called it the CBD, the CBA for baseball. And this is midday. I haven't had any medicine yet, but hopefully in the new CBA, they work out the stuff. Because it's just so ridiculous that.
Hopefully get all that THC guys, out of that CBD. That's
right. Right. Well, yeah. You know,
get more THC into that CBD.
A little bit of mix to help you sleep the well, so you won't be so tired. Yeah. So, but I think it's just so dumb for like Kelnick might be the best player on the Mariners right now. Right. Like, why wasn't he up for opening day for this squad? Because of the roster manipulation and all that crap that they're allowed to do.
They openly said it.
Yeah. And you know, Kelnick is the guy that has shown it's almost like every single time they're like, well, you know, when he'll let us know when he's ready by performing. And as Scott Servais was saying that, or as Welsh would call him, Servais, he hit a homer during spring training. And then, you know, everyone knows it's roster manipulation and it's just so dumb. Either set it as, look, here's the date. There's no weirdness to it. This is a date that you can call up these guys and you get an extra year. Or no, it's whenever during the year they get called up and that's a year.
Just kill it. Look at what football does. Football does a great job with, they immediately get the youngest stars in their game up and they have them playing. And sometimes teams like the Cardinals will just throw a guy like Kyler Murray right in, even though it didn't feel like it was ready. And if you want to call like, oh, they get college preparation. Okay. Well, a lot of these baseball players have college preparation and they come in and then play 3 years in the minors. Baseball's got that struggle and they've back themselves in a corner, and it's always their own issue that they're dealing with. And, you know, we sit here and talk about the NFL schedule and they've got the best players out there, and it's a little bit more exciting. All right, we can talk about more of that, more baseball, more football coming up in hour two right here on In This League.